In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are John Pashu, chairman of the National Cotton Council and producer from Tranquility, California. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
They have invested in a highly successful self-financed market development program and a user-funded classing system which serves as a model for the world. U.S. producers continually adopt new technologies to maintain competitiveness and quality and to employ sustainable production practices.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The U.S. should not make additional concessions on domestic support until our market access objectives are met and exceeded. The U.S. should not make further inequitable concessions on cotton. We sincerely appreciate the recent letter to USTR that reinforced these views and was signed by 58 senators.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Yet U.S. markets are open to Chinese textile products. We are concerned by the department's imposition of additional financial penalties on farmers should they forfeit their loan if demand does not rebound. Imposing new penalties on producers in mid-season is not a solution. We are working to develop positive steps to make U.S. cotton competitive.